Lord is going to be very important. You'll need to remember Matthew 12:40. We'll be referencing it here just a little bit. But Matthew 12:40 says, "For Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale belly. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights where? In the heart of the earth." So we have a comparison between Jonah and Jesus Christ. Jonah was swallowed by the whale. We believe that. There's no controversy with that. We believe that. A lot of people are trying to disprove that. We don't have 5 minutes to give to that. We just believe what the Bible says. So that the story of Jonah is incorrect, and John 3:16 might be incorrect. And so you either believe the whole thing or don't believe none of it. And so if Jonah's story is false and not true, then we're wasting our time tonight. And so Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly. So shall the Son of Man, in other words, in contrast, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And so we know he was gone for 72 hours. That's why we know for sure that he didn't die on Friday and get up Sunday morning. There's not 72 hours there that you can make that happen with. No matter how you slice it. And so, Good Friday, that's a Catholic thing. And we love the day off of work. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And that's no problem. But he didn't die on Friday. But we do know he got up on the first day of the week. And that was Sunday. And I don't have time to prove or try to go into what day he did die on. But if you'll do a little research, he died at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday afternoon. And then in 3 hours, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, it turned Thursday evening. They have the evening first and then the morning. Ain't that awesome? Huh? That's weird. You say, how do you know that? Well, that's God's time. We have morning first and then the evening. Well, they have evening first and then the morning. Now, I know that in the creation. God said, let it be light, was light. Huh? And he said, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. And so they started 6 in the evening. So he died with 3 hours left on a Wednesday afternoon, fixing the turn to Thursday evening, and then they'll have Thursday morning and so on. But anyway, we ain't got time to prove that. Here's where Jesus Christ dies on the cross. Now, we want to know where he went for those 3 days and 3 nights. We want to know where he went. Well, let's look at it. We all know here tonight, you all know, Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7. You'll write that down and remember it. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7, and the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That means when you were created, that you were created body, soul, and spirit. Amen. You're a triune person. Body, soul, and spirit. So when Jesus Christ came to this world, he was born just like, he wasn't born just like you and I were, or we would be born a sinner. He was born through the Virgin Mary, given a body, soul, and spirit just like we have. Alright, let me say that. Now another reference to that is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I'll read it to you, let's turn there. For the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, your soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Body, soul, and spirit. So there were three parts to Jesus Christ, his body, his soul, and his spirit. And all three of those went to three different locations for those 3 days and 3 nights. Now let me give you this. In Isaiah 53, this is just something you may want to remember. Isaiah 53 is a good passage to be familiar with. But it says this, surely he hath borne our griefs. He hath carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him not, stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. No one. He was wounded for our transgressions. That's where he's at right there. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And also says that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord, watch this, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. In other words, when Jesus Christ dies on the cross, he is actually paying for the sins of Adam, Eve, all the rest of them, all the way up to here. He's paying, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all the way back to the Old Testament, laid it upon the cross. And we talk about the cat of nine tails and the nails in his hands and the feet, and how gory and how bad that was, and the passion of Christ, and that's, you know, that's a good depiction of what he went through. But here's the part they leave out. That was bad and all. That was a physical thing. But there was a spiritual thing going on at the cross that we didn't get to see. And it was the sins of the whole world from the Old Testament all the way to the end of the time. Rolled up back this way.
Yeah.
I mean, from this way forward, from that way backward, everything was laid on Jesus Christ. And so the Bible says, for the wages of sin is what?
Yeah.
Now, Jesus Christ was not a sinner,
right,
but he took our sin,
right, yeah,
upon him. Wasn't sin in him, it was upon him.
Yeah.
And so God the Father was treating him as if it were you and I.
Yeah, right.
He was treating his own son as if it was me or you hanging up there.
Yeah.
And so he took out all his wrath on his own son. This is going to get pretty good here in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, even on a Wednesday night. I mean, this could hit you just in a minute. He took out the wrath of God upon his own son because he was taking my place. He let Barabbas go. He let Jeremy go. And he said, "You give us Jeremy. Give us Barabbas. Give us Blake. Give us, and crucify Jesus."
Yeah.
And so all them sins was upon him at the cross of Calvary. Now that's going to be important because it's going to be important to where he goes. Now, this is what he does. We didn't read it, but he said this. It is what? Finished. Now, how dumb would it be? I've given this illustration before, but how dumb would it be to try to finish something that God has already said is finished?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be silly, wouldn't it?
Right.
It'd be like me walking over that piano, beautiful piano, start taking that hammer, nails over there, then I start beating around, pulling the wires out. He said, "Brother Darrell, what are you doing?" I'm trying to put the finishing touches on this band. Y'all look at me and go, "It's already finished."
Right.
Now, there's a lot of people trying to work their way to heaven, trying to go to church, they're trying to be, they want to work their way to heaven. But listen, folks, you can't put any finishing touches on what Jesus Christ has already done.
Yeah. Right.
When he said it's finished, he put the finishing touches on it. It's done, it's complete. If you'll trust him and trust the cross, you've got a free ticket to heaven.
Yeah.
You ain't got to fix it, it's already been fixed.
Yeah.
The wages of sin is death. That's why he had to die. And if you don't get saved, and if you don't accept Peter, then you'll be treated as, you'll pay for your own sin. If you won't let them pay for them, then you'll pay for your own, and that's why you have to go to hell.
Yeah.
Now, if you'll let him pay for them, which he's already paid for them,
yeah.
I mean, he's already, I give this illustration. I go down to the store here, and I buy a case of baby roots. Hallelujah. Baby Ruth and a case of Pepsi, and I leave them up at the counter and tell the clerk, I says, I've already paid for these. Right? Any of my church members who come by, forgive them. I tell them it's already been done. Now, I didn't do that, so don't go down the store. But guess what? Now, if you don't go down there and get you one, whose fault is it?
Right.
It ain't mine. I paid for it. So if you want one, you need to go down and get it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't go. But Jesus paid your sin debt all the way up. He said it's paid for. Now, if you don't go by the store and get it, if you don't go by the store and get it, that's your fault.
Yeah.
It's already paid for. But if you don't go by and get it, you don't get the benefit of the baby Ruth and the Pepsi.
Right.
Or in the spiritual sense, you don't get the benefit of salvation unless you come to the cross and let him buy it for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, anyway, now, let's get to this. Let's look at the body verse. Matthew 27. Let's look at Matthew 27. Matthew 27. Just hurry, because we got a long way to go. Matthew 27. All verse 57. Matthew 57, let's talk about the body first. The body of Jesus, where did it go? 57. Matthew 27:57. When the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged what? The what? The body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the what? The body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the what? The body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn down of the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, sitting over against the sepulchre. Now, here's what I want you to notice. The body of the Lord Jesus Christ goes to the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. He's only going to need it. I mean, Joseph, we've said this and a bunch of times, but it's still true. He was only going to need the thing for a little while. You know, and so Joseph can still be buried there. And Jesus is like, I don't need it for just for 3 days. Hallelujah. You just let me borrow this thing for 3 days. I'll get excited on that, right? And you can have it back. Joseph took the body of Lord Jesus Christ, and the body went to the tomb. Stone rolled over the door. Aren't you glad that stone couldn't hold the rock on the inside?
Yeah.
We ain't got time to talk about that. All right, now look at Luke 23. Now that's pretty simple. Where the body went. That's pretty simple. Luke 23. Let's look at this. Luke 23. Oh, verse 46. Luke 23:46. Look at 45. The sun was dark. The veil of the temple was rent and lit. We just read that a parallel verse to that just a few minutes ago. The sun was darkened and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. Verse 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my what?
Spirit.
And having thus said, he gave up the what? Well, when you give up the ghost, you die. And so he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So his body goes where? The tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. His spirit goes to the Father.
Amen.
That's where he goes. He goes to the Father. He says, Father, thy hands I commend my spirit. And have you noticed this? I ain't got time to deal with this, but I just want to give it to you real quick. In Ecclesiastes 8, verse 8, there is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit. Neither hath he power in the day of death. You know what that means?
Amen.
That means you cannot, I cannot, you cannot, when death comes and knocks on your door, you cannot say, oh, excuse me, Mr. Death, can you hang on a minute? I ain't ready.
Right.
I mean, you can't just tell him. He's pretty well going to do whatever he wants to.
Right.
But now Jesus, when death came to the cross and went, Jesus said, hey, you hang on a minute, I'll tell you when I'm ready. That's what that means. Father, into thy hands I commend the Spirit. Death, I'll tell you when I'm ready. You don't tell me. You have no power over me. I'll tell you. And I tell you this, at the resurrection, when the rapture takes place, death won't have any hold over your loved ones either. And if they're saved, and they're in the grave, death won't have, death trying to hold them down, he just like, you don't have no power over them. Get off. Come up hither. Hallelujah. I'm feeling a little bit of that. And so if Bonnie goes to Joseph with this, his spirit goes to the Father in heaven. Now, let's look at another place. The soul. Where did his soul go? We got the body, we got his spirit, now he's got a soul that went somewhere for 3 days, or 3 days and 3 nights. Where did his soul go? Matthew, write it down, Matthew 12:40. Doesn't quote it to you once, I'll quote it to you again. Matthew 12:40. For his Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. So, obviously, where did his soul go? It went, well, it couldn't be his body, because his body went to the tomb. It can't be his spirit, because his spirit was committed in the hands of the Father. So his soul, obviously, went to the heart of the earth. Well, how many of you took science class? I mean, how many of you failed it like I did? But I did listen on this fact. In the center of the earth is a ball, just a ball of fire. You with me? Very teachers have been here, they tell you that first. What's in the center of the earth? Well, I can tell you. Hell is down there.
Yeah.
Now you say, preacher, are you fixing to tell me? Now you probably hadn't heard this. But are you fixing to tell me, preacher, that Jesus went to hell? Now watch. Now let me ask you a question. Isaiah 53 said, all of our sins was laid upon him. Well, now, Jesus said, he cast them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. Now, where else would you dump sins if you want to get rid of them?
Right.
You with me?
Yeah.
Now, y'all choking on that a little bit. All right, let's look at the book of Acts. Compare scripture with scripture. I don't want to make the Bible say nothing. We'll just let the Bible say what it wants to say. Acts chapter 2. Let's look here. Acts chapter 2. We've got to hurry, man. I got a long way to go. Y'all may just have set the alarm clock 15 minutes earlier than one. Verse 27. Because thou wilt not leave my soul where? Neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One. Let me ask you, the Holy One, is that capitalized?
Yeah.
I wonder who that is. Neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life, thou shalt make holy, and so on. Look at verse number 31. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of heaven. That his what? Was not left where? Neither his flesh did see what? So, ain't it just like a Bible to correct a seminary education? I mean, the Bible will correct anybody's seminary education. And I've been there, and I've got thrown out of some places. And they just hated to see me raised by hand. They just got poorly looking monologue. I got my hand up like this. Get my hand asleep. They wouldn't even know me anymore. I had one professor tell me. He told me that Pharaoh and all them, Moses and them, they walked across and it was ankle deep water. The Bible says they walked across on dry land. But he said, well, there's a place over there called the Reed Sea, not the Red Sea, but it's the Reed Sea, and it's a place ankle deep. You, how do I get it? He said, yeah. I said, well, I got a question. He said, go ahead. I said, well, did Pharaoh's army have to lay down the ground? If they got an ankle deep water, Pharaoh had to lay down the ground. I got kicked out that night. I will tell you where that is at, because some of you may have some kids going to college there. Not too far from here. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, we ain't never seen no more about that. So, with the hell. Well, all right. Now, all right. We ain't got time to look at it. But Jonah chapter 2 and verse number 2. If you look at it right down in your home, it says, Jonah went to bed with, and he says, out of the belly of, take a wild guess. Hey, as Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And it says, Jonah chapter 2, verse number 2, the earth with her bars.
Yeah.
Take that off. Well, y'all not really accepting that too good. All right, let's look at this. Luke 23. Just look there. We just jumped from there a few minutes ago. Luke 23, and we'll tie this thing all together. And I'll start pulling it together. Luke 23, verse 42. Jesus had died yet in 42. two things. He talked with these two malefactors. Chapter 23, verse 42. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He must have thought he was a king.
Yeah.
And he must have thought he had a kingdom. Or he wouldn't have been asking him to remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Yeah.
Verse 43. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, when? Today. Today thou shalt be with me where?
In
paradise. Well, now, look, Acts 2 says, do not leave your soul in hell. And he told the thief on the cross right beside him, he said, today. Now, mind you, dies at 3 o'clock afternoon. He ain't got 3 hours before the day is over with.
Yeah.
He got 3 hours before the, because when it comes 6 o'clock, there's a new day. So they had 3 hours to get to paradise. And he said, today you're going to be with me in paradise. So preach the word paradise. Well, I'll fix the table. Now, with all of that groundwork laid, you say, some of you still hung up on this Jesus going to hell. Let me ask you, in Leviticus 23, you can go turn there, but Leviticus 23, there was two scapegoats. When they come to the temple, they would take one of them scapegoats. Y'all ready? And the priest would lay his hands on the head of that goat. And he would transfer all the sins of the nation of Israel on that goat. And they'd run him out the wilderness. You with me? The other goat, they would slit his throat and kill that.
Yeah.
Jesus was both of them scapegoats. They laid the sins of the whole world on him and sent him to the wilderness to dump your sins. And dump my sins.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the other scapegoat, they slit his throat and crucified the Jesus was both of them. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, where do you take the sin? Well, the best place to take sin.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Now, you're thinking, did all be burned? No. He's a consuming fire. He don't burn.
Right.
You know, that's what y'all were choking on long ago. All Jesus didn't go to hell. Yeah, if he went down there and dumped some sins off. Say, preacher, you still have proof. Well, I got 12 minutes of proof. Luke 16. If this don't prove it, nothing will. Luke 16, we'll time together. Luke 16. Alright. You've read this story a bunch of times. Luke 16. How do y'all believe this story? Verse 19, ready? There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. You got two names. One's a rich man, one's Lazarus. Now some people say, oh, that's a parable. Well, a parable, he called his name Lazarus.
Yeah.
He's a real person. Which was laid at the gate full of souls. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, or the dogs came to lick his souls. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels in the way. Okay. Luke 16, before the cross or after the cross? Jesus hadn't died yet, had he? Well, the beggar died. Well, that's where all the beggars. He's before the cross, here's the beggar, right here. That's drawing. It's red because he's saved. In the sense of Old Testament, here we go. He believed all he knew to believe. There he is. The beggar died and went to the work. Well, use a journey over here. Abraham's bosom, right over there. Okay? Where'd he go? Well, that's where he went. This dude died. He goes, Abraham's bosom. Go with
him.
There he is. Y'all see? There's the Lazarus. There's the Lazarus right there. Abraham's bosom. Look. Right there. That's where he went. Say, preacher, why couldn't he go to heaven? I'll tell you in a minute. Hang on. He couldn't go straight to heaven. Why? that Jesus Christ is the first fruits of the resurrection.
Amen.
Okay. Now, where we go? Verse 27. Angels carried him into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was what?
Buried.
Okay? Here he is. The rich man. He's lost. There he is. He died, was buried, and went where? What's the next verse say? Y'all believe in hell, really?
Yeah.
Y'all really do. There's a lot of universities that don't believe it. Why do y'all believe it?
Yeah.
All right, this fellow. He died. Where'd he go?
Hell.
Here he is. Y'all ready? There is a rich man. Right there. Died one day. Watch. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Somebody read the rest of it for me. Is that about what it was?
Yeah.
He lifted up his eyes, he looked over there, and see if Abraham was far off, there's Abraham. Looked at Lazarus, right there, in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, must have been a Jew, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus. Hey, send Lazarus over here, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember thou my lifetime, receivest thou good things, and likewise thy eyes of evil things, but now he's comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, what? Between us is what? A great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Hey, Lazarus, you can't come over here, and he can't go over there, go to the great gulf fixed over here. Great gulf. Because you can't cross. One, paradise, one side is hell, the other side is Abraham's bosom. You with me? Well, we've been dismissed in a minute. Go take some language. And now, two separate compartments. The hell side and the Abraham bosom side. Y'all with me? We're coming down. We finish it out in a minute. Hopefully, we go. Now, look at Revelation 1. I'm going to tie it together. Where'd Jesus go? Here we go. Revelation 1. Verse 18. Revelation 1:18. Everybody there? I am he that liveth and was dead. Well, if he was dead, he ain't dead no more.
Right.
If you was dead, you used to be dead and not dead no more. Okay. That's pretty good. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
Amen.
Let me see the amen right there. The Bible says amen. And have the what? How many? At least four and one. The keys of what? Hell and what? Two compartments. And two keys. Hallelujah. I'll give you no problem. Two compartments, two keys.
Yeah.
Now, y'all didn't know. Well, you know, but some of them may know this. What is it? Somebody tell me. Matthew 16:18, is it? Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build a church, and the gates of what? Hell shall not prevail against it. So that means hell is got what? Gates. Jonah chapter 2, earth with her bar. What do you got to do to get in the gate? You got to have a key. You got to have a key. Well, Revelation 1:18 says Jesus has the keys, plural, of hell and death. Two compartments, two keys.
Right.
Y'all with me? Hallelujah. When he dies, his body goes to the tomb of Virgil, goes where we say his spirit goes and commits to the hands of God. His soul, first, he leaves the cross and he goes over here to heaven. He dumps your sins off.
Amen.
In a sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
Never to be remembered no more.
Amen.
And he walks over to Satan. He says, I need them keys on your belt. Well, what if I'm going to give it? You ain't got a choice.
Right.
I mean, if you want me to hook you now, I can hook you now, but I'm supposed to hook you later. But I mean, I can hook you now. Now that's in there somewhere. And the devil hands over the keys to hell and the grave.
Yeah.
And hey, if y'all know the devil is the only person that knows that he got keys to his own shop. I mean, you own your house, and I say, hey, you'll go in, you get to your house is locked, you're like, well, we could go in, but I don't have a key. That's the devil. He ain't got keys to his own place anymore.
Amen.
He opens the gate and lets himself out. Uh-oh. Got a great gulf here. Say, preacher, what is this? Great gulf? The Gulf of Mexico? What's in it? Water. But who do y'all know that can walk on water? He's already done it several times. All right? Walked on water. He got the keys. He let himself out here at the gate. Locked the gate back.
Yeah.
Walked over here. Walked on water. And these guys, he opens the door because he's got the other set of keys. He walks the door, goes in. He goes. Then Abraham's like, man, we've never seen nobody use a key in here before. I mean, death usually brings people down here.
Right.
But I mean, look, who are you?
Yeah.
And Jesus preaches 1 Peter 2:6, 4:6. He preaches to the spirits in prison. You say, preacher, what he preached to them? I'm going to tell you what he preached to them. You with me? This is what he preached to them. Hey, do you remember what the prophet Isaiah has been telling y'all about? You remember what Noah preached about for 120 years?
Yeah.
Y'all remember what Enoch was saying?
Right.
Yeah, do y'all remember what Malachi and Jeremiah and Isaiah and all them guys? Man, Abraham's like, yeah, man, I'm telling you, we've been waiting for that dude. I don't know where he's at. We've been waiting for him. And Jesus says, wave the keys. He's like, I am he.
Amen.
Was dead. And alive forevermore.
Yeah.
And I got the keys of hell and death. And they're like, you're the one we've been waiting on. And Jesus said, we'll get in single file line behind you. And we're getting out of here.
Amen.
Let yourself out. Got Kate, let yourself out. Right. Takes off. Empties this place out. It's empty.
Yeah, right.
Empty to that.
No more.
Yeah. Watch this. Look. Matthew 27. Real quick. In a few minutes. Matthew 27. Matthew 27. Matthew 27, 51. Behold, the veil of the temple was rent from the top to bottom. We've already read that before somewhere. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the what? Were what? And many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Where'd they come from? Well, they come from Abraham and Luke. Possible. Huh? Now wait, we've been close. Here they come. The bodies are raised, the graves are bursting open. But, I mean, here we go with the cross here. Don't we?
Yeah.
That's what it said.
Good.
That's going to be fun. I mean, that's just hilarious to be even sitting around watching.
Yeah.
And people coming up by the graves. And then he gathers them up, takes them on to heaven. But wait, I'm going to finish with this. He's on his way up. You say, what is this to do? Well, he just died. He makes a serpent. I'm bringing a big follow. He makes a serpent. Goes to hell, dumps your sins off. Walks across here. Gathers up all the Old Testament saints that believe by faith in the Old Testament.
Amen.
In faith.
Yeah.
In faith.
Amen.
They believe God. Believe what he says.
Yeah.
And they were promised a holding place until he could come and die and finish. Finish. It is finished.
Right.
Redemption. He says, all right, it's been finished. Y'all get behind me because I have to be first fruits of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15. I have to be first fruit. Y'all get behind me. Y'all be the remaining. What's left? On his way up there, he's got the blood that he just died on the cross with. Got his blood. And he's taking it to the mercy seat in heaven.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, John 1, and we're done. I'm over. John 1. He's on his way. I love this story. John 20. I'm talking about on his way to do a very important job. Y'all heard it?
Yeah.
A real important job. Verse 11. We're done. Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping. She wept, she stooped down, looked at the sepulchre, seeing two angels sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they lay. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Now, stop reading. He's on his way to deliver the blood to the mercy seat, and he hears something. He hears somebody crying at the tomb.
Yeah.
And he tells Abraham, hang on, y'all, hang on a minute. One of my children needs it.
Yeah.
Right. Let me go take care of one of my kids real quick. I hear him crying.
Yeah. That's right.
You know about Big Bill, man. So he goes back, puts Abraham on hold, says, hang on, just right here, dead there. Hang on. Let me go down here and see what the crying's all about.
Yeah.
Knew not it was Jesus. Verse 15, Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposed him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, pastor. In other words, the Bible says, John 10, my sheep, know my voice.
Yeah.
Right. Right. When he called her by name, she knew that was him.
That's right.
Ready? Jesus said, as soon as she knew it was him, she headed for his feet.
Yeah.
With it. Jesus said unto her, what? Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. I got Abraham sitting up there in midair. He's waiting on me, and you fix to mess this whole thing up. Lady, do not touch me. If you touch me and mess this whole thing up, I fix to have to go back and do this whole thing again. I came down here just because you was crying.
Yeah.
I put heaven on hold just so you would, you would tore up about something, and I just come down here to comfort you for a minute. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
I have not ascended to the Father yet. You with me? I'm done. Send to my Father. Go tell my brother and say to them, I send my Father and your Father and my God, your God, Mary Magdalene, James, and all the disciples, he's seen the Lord, and he has spoken these things unto her. Aren't you glad you serve a God that's really concerned?
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. He's on an important mission. He's on an important mission. And he puts it on hold for Mary to go down there and check on her.
Yeah.
Before he takes the blood. And then Hebrews, we'll have time to read tonight. Hebrews 9, chapter 9, chapter 10, will tell you. The high priest sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Complete the whole thing. He's now our high priest, right? We wait on the King of Kings to come.
Amen.
Amen. Any question, comments about that? Hallelujah. I like the resurrection.
Amen.
I like it. And I don't have to go there.
Amen.
He doesn't live in our form.
Amen.
He doesn't look for sin. Mary's been sealed, forgetting the message down there, wrote it down, wrote down on the block. He said, preacher, what about this? Hey, look, I don't have to go to a holy place.
Right.
On this side of the cross, you get saved, you have a person dies, and won't, they go pray to heaven.
Amen.
There's no Abraham's book for God, because it's over with. It's done with.
Yeah.
Be careful of religions that try to get you back to the Old Testament way of life. Because there are religions. They wear a the preacher wears a dress, wears a little funny hat. And you have to confess your sins to him, and when you die, you go to purgatory. You ever heard of that? Well, they get it out of the Bible, it's just on the wrong side of the cross.
Right.
When you die on this side of the cross, you go straight to heaven.
Amen. Amen.
Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
No layovers allowed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we've been on for a long time. Any questions, comments before we have purpose? Not for the Lord. I'm glad he did it, so I didn't have to say
yes.
That's good. Amen. All right, prayer requests.